Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. Super excited to have another extraordinary entrepreneur. Vincent Liacona is here with me, CEO and founder of the amazing Aura Flora. Welcome to the Playbook, Vincent.
Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to be with you.
Well, we are excited to have you because I get so many different entrepreneurs in this space, and it's rare that I get excited because it seems like the same soup reheated. And one of the things I loved about Aura Flora, it's not the same soup reheated. Let's start with the journey of finding a new way to do an old story with Aura Flora.
Sure. Yeah. So I had experience. I worked at a company previously in oral care, and I saw opportunities when I was looking around, and I just saw the industry was just so stale, so boring. But my own journey, it came around with that as well. And what I saw with myself is that I was doing everything correctly. I was brushing, I was flossing. My prior company, I used their flossing material. It's fantastic floss. I'll go out and say it's a great flossing product. But it's then I went to the dentist one day. And he said, "You're not flossing properly, or you're not flossing enough." I'm like, I floss every day. I do it all the time. And I'm like, he's not looking at things beyond the flossing, beyond brushing. He's looking at a very small subset of what I do. He's not looking at my genetics, where I was once told by a dentist that my genetics aren't very good when it comes to gum care. So I went back and I said, there has to be a better way. And I said, well, can we make products that are better? But can we also start to address other things like diet? Can we look at genetics? Can we look at all the other factors that come into play and not only make a better product, but make a whole suite of products that'll be better?
And you're a scientist as your background. So you're looking at things scientifically, which include, as you mentioned, the genetics, the energetics, of each individual person. What did you find as a scientist was missing in this same soup reheated business?
Yeah, so a lot of the things that I saw were that current companies out there are really kind of keeping people a bit in the dark about things. Dentists, fantastic practitioners, they know what they're doing. And there's a whole subset called holistic dentistry that is really starting to get into the whole body health arena. But one thing I've seen from dentists is they don't know products as well as say, the scientists on the front lines like we do. They know it a little bit. They know a little bit here and there about how to do it, but they'll always recommend fluoride-based treatments. They'll always recommend the basics of the basics because that's really what they know well, and that's what they've been taught. So one thing that I see as a huge opportunity is the educational potential of holistic dentistry to teach people. But when we look at the scientific side and we look at what we can do, there's a whole bunch of ingredients, especially in skincare, that work very well in oral care. And one of those ingredients, for instance, is hyaluronic acid. And you might be saying hyaluronic acid in oral care, but when you look at the science behind it, it's just amazing to see how it helps with inflammation. It helps with all these conditions for people, and it helps hydrate your gums and your mouth. And why can't we use that in oral care?
And, you know, this same soup reheated, the minty meh, as my kids would say, that has been reheated again and again. But there's certain pre-products and post-products that are similar to our gut care. They're, you know, as you say, these postbiotics, prebiotics that exist in our oral care as well. What are some of the new products that you've created that will change the world of the same soup to new tasty soups that are protective and preventative?
No, thank you for bringing it up, David. It's fantastic to actually talk about the Hya Biome system, and that's our system that's going to be a mix of the hyaluronic acid with microbiome-based ingredients. And we look at prebiotics. The two toothpastes, or the tooth mousses, as we will call them, will actually have prebiotics in them that'll help. And what we say is it's going to biohack your microbiome. And what we mean by that is that it'll enhance those beneficial bacteria and reduce those non-beneficial bacteria. It's hard to say good and bad because you need all those bacteria in your mouth. But what you want to see is those beneficial bacteria a little bit higher than those non-beneficial bacteria. And so what it'll do is it'll actually over time reduce the number of cavities, reduce gum inflammation, hopefully prevent gingivitis from occurring and things like that. And then we have our postbiotic routine and our mouthwash. And postbiotics actually are what microbes make, and then you burst the cells open and you take all the goodies out of the microbes, because the microbes have a hard time surviving in water-based systems like mouthwashes. So we take that and we take those postbiotics, and then we treat things like gum inflammation with them. And that's really the crux of it, is to look at those types of ingredients and look at ways that we can make your whole microbiome work for you instead of working against you.
And I see behind you, you have a tooth mousse, and brilliant care and brightening tooth mousse. I've never even heard of a tooth mousse. What is the purpose of a tooth mousse?
I had never heard of a tooth mousse either until we had gotten to the texture of this product. And what I noticed is it was much, the way I like to describe it is like a nice smooth chocolate mousse. The way you would eat that type of mousse. You won't eat this product, but it'll feel as good on your teeth as that would feel. And of course, you don't have to worry about calories and things like that then. But it's a really nice feeling texture, and we love it. It's as I think Jason Waller said on the show, he's like, it hugs your teeth. And that was really a really big point to us, is like the way he thought about it, that's exactly what we think about it.
Now, one of the other things on Go Fund Yourself, the number one show on Cheddar, that excited me is this holistic approach in the ability to invest in the company, as you have a campaign out there with WeFunder. We can go to WeFunder.com, of course, /AuraFlora. But under the holistic approach, thinking about something that I believe in, and I've used traditional soups, no pun intended, to facilitate great mouth care, because I've always realized, because I have had for 18 years a holistic perspective in everything energetic and genetic in my own being. But the mouth, I've always seen as a gateway. And you were the first person to represent a company that shared my sentiment, that the mouth obviously is a gateway to so many of the true healthy environments that we want to create. And it's obviously the gateway to our throats and throat care, our stomachs, which I call the main gut care, which anybody in wellness, if they're not, but also the brain as well. And so what approach are you taking when in this, you know, microbiome balancing formulations, this holistic approach that you're taking, AuraFlora truly takes care of the gateway to all of the body?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you're on board with the idea of holistic medicine, because one of the biggest problems I've always seen is that the dentist is treated almost like a secondary doctor, whereas he should be right in with the physician, talking all the time with each other about whole body health. And that's really what we want to encourage. We want to encourage a system that does that. So it won't only be tooth mousses and mouthwash. We actually have a supplement coming next. And the supplement is a mind, mouth, and gut supplement, specifically focuses on probiotics that are useful for all those areas. And what we want to do is, the main part of it is to change the microbiome, but that'll also do things like, you know, not to get too technical, but give you better poops, give you better oral health, give you better brain health, and give you better sleep at night. And what we forget is all of those are linked. If your oral health is struggling, what's going to happen is that you're going to have trouble. You're going to get more depressed. You're going to lose confidence. Your gut's going to probably go into a dysbiosis. So your gut really can't be in a good state when your mouth is in a good state. So we have to take all those into account. And I think AuraFlora is the first brand that I've seen that's going to do that. So I won't say, you know, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but from what I've seen, we're the first brand ever doing that.
Yeah, as far as I've seen, and I've seen thousands of companies, which is why the investment seems so exciting to me at WeFunder.com, to be able to fund someone that actually sees things differently. And my experience has been that it takes a scientist, it takes an engineer, it takes a great entrepreneur to change the way we look at things, so the things we look at change, and this holistic approach. But another thing that stood out on Go Fund Yourself was the flavors. You talk about the minty meh, and I laughed immediately because, you know, whether it's toothpaste or mouthwash or even the floss that I use, they all have minty meh as the flavor. And, you know, we may have been programmed from dentists to like the minty meh or hate the minty meh, but you have taken an entirely different approach on the flavor spectrum. What are some of the flavors that you have, and do they have additional care that's tied to them or an additional purpose of creating these unbelievable different flavors?
The main thing, the main reason we look at flavor, and I think flavor is one of the most important things we look at in oral care. And when we look at beverages and all those industries, you need to have great flavors. If you don't have great flavors, no one's going to want to use it. I won't call out a brand name, but there's a brand name that had a yellow liquid that tasted awful. And some people love it, some people hate it, but Gen Z and beyond really hate it now. So what we need to do is create great flavors. And so what we did is we created flavors that were on trend and popular, but also really tasty flavors. And so we didn't want to get rid of the peppermint. The reason why we didn't want to get rid of the peppermint is because people like the refreshing part of the peppermint, but they don't necessarily need the whole peppermint part of the flavor. So what we did is we mixed yuzu with peppermint for the morning. And we said that'll be a refreshing, and I'll help you get started in the day because it's that yuzu burst you get. And then at night, we'll give you lavender peppermint. And the reason why we give you lavender peppermint is to help you go to sleep. There's actually chamomile in that formula too. So it's to help you get a little bit better sleep at night, help you with that as well. And then we just said, let's stick with a traditional peppermint with our mouthwash. But what we want to do, and what I would love to do, is go to some exotic flavors. I don't want to say which to let the competitors get ahead of them. But there are some really great flavors that I'm looking at that are from like Asia and places like that that we're not familiar with that are just outstanding flavors. And it has to taste good. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Glad I asked, and I wondered why that was. And last thing I want to talk about is you as a leader. Both of us coming from big corporations and then became founders of our own businesses, and being able to be a specialist, a subject matter topic expert in the space of oral care, but then having to be the Swiss Army knife of business leadership to be able to facilitate and develop the mastery that it takes to be an entrepreneur, finance, marketing, operations, and much more that I have mentored and trained individuals. And sometimes there's a lot of resistance in leadership from someone from a corporate background, and their survival is at jeopardy if they're trying to run a startup like a big corporation. We soon find that is a different skill set. For you, how have you become such a great business leader, a quote-unquote Swiss Army knife in the leadership of your startup?
Well, I'll say there were two things that went for me. One is I had been at both startups and I had been at big corporations. So I had seen both. And I saw firsthand what big corporations do wrong. They're not nimble. They go slowly. They have too many processes in place. Process is important, but it can't hinder you. And that's what startups do well, is that they don't have all this process. But what startups don't necessarily do well is they have too many generalists sometimes, doing too many things. And so what you have to do is find a specialist. So the first thing I did is I hired a CMO, and that was important for me. I mean, the CMO will say I have a great, my CMO, Vanessa, will say I have a great marketing mind, but I'm not a marketer by trade. I'm a scientist by trade. She's the marketing mind. So I think that's one place that you can really go. The second is, how do you become a Swiss Army knife? It's practice. It's a lot of practice. I've in the last year and a half probably made so many mistakes. I can't imagine how many mistakes I've made, but I've made a lot of good decisions too. And you have to practice it. It's like a muscle. You have to just keep doing it over and over until you get better at it. And my hope is that I'll never stop learning how to become a better CEO. If I stop learning, then I want to step down and let someone else take the reign of CEO. But I hope that'll never come. I love being a CEO. I love learning. And of course, that's a scientist mindset as well.
I love it. And one of the things we know as scientists, all the way back to our friend Edison, who had 10,000 experiments to come up with the incredible invention of the light bulb and electricity there. But more importantly, Understanding that the commonalities between the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainment, the world famous, the best, they all have something in common. They make a shitload of mistakes and they have a desire that they must be what they can be. And my friend, Vincent Liacona, he fits the bill when it comes to mouth care, oral care. He's taken a holistic approach. And I promise you, this company is going to take off like a rocket ship. CEO and founder of Aura Flora. Get in now. Go to wefunder.com/AuraFlora. Make an investment in great entrepreneurs with great products, great ideas, great execution. He is a Swiss Army knife when it comes to leadership. An incredible product line coming your way. Catching up. It is not the same soup reheated when it comes to Aura Flora. Thanks so much, Vincent, for joining me. This is David Meltzer on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.